An example of the era when even the most partisan players observed certain ground rules for opposition research in politics. Interesting, we go back not that many years ago, actually. On the WDL Newsline from Washington, Russell Berman, national political staff writer at The Atlantic, who unearthed this story just to give us kind of a contrast between then and now. Russell?
All right, Russell, in view of what Donald Trump said to George Stephanopoulos, tell us the story of the campaign advisor who turned over stolen files to the FBI. He, at the time, working for Al Gore. In fact, I guess he was going to play the role of George W. Bush in a hypothetical debate.
That's right. So his name is Tom Downey, the former congressman from New York, a longtime friend of Al Gore's, who was an advisor, and he was going to be the sparring partner for Gore in his preparations for the debates with Bush. And so this was in September of 2000, a few weeks before the first general election presidential debate. And he's at his law offices, and he gets a package in the mail. He opens it up. There's about a 120-page document, like a book, and a briefing book, and a videotape. He pops in the videotape, and he can see right away that it's Bush and another person, and Bush is preparing for a sort of an interview-style event with somebody playing Tim Russert, the late Meet the Press host. And so he realizes right away that this is their debate prep. And so he says, uh-oh, we shouldn't have this. That's what he told me. And he turned it off after only watching it for a minute or two and pretty quickly called his lawyer, suspected what it was without even going through all of the documents, and they turned it over to the FBI. He said that the materials were in his possession for only about 90 minutes before he turned it over to the FBI. They launched an investigation. They actually put the director of the FBI at the time, Louis Free, as the agent of record in the case, and they ended up making an arrest of a woman who had worked with Mark McKinnon, who was an advisor to then-Governor Bush at the time, and she had essentially mailed these documents and this tape to hurt the Bush campaign by trying to give Al Gore a look at their debate strategy.
I was going to ask you the woman's motive, whether she was actually intentionally trying to sabotage the Bush campaign, or whether this was kind of a sting where the Bush campaign was going to try to sting the Gore campaign if the Gore campaign had kept the materials.
Well, that possibility arose to Tom Downey. He said that even in those first moments, they wondered, were they being set up? This was at a time when Karl Rove, who had sort of a reputation even then as a master of dirty trick, was Bush's consigliere, and so they wondered if that was the case. And so I think that was another reason, in addition to just general integrity, why he wanted to get this off his hands. They ended up sending a press release out to sort of publicize it that, you know, we got this, we got rid of it, we turned it over to the FBI. And Downey even took an additional step of recusing himself from helping Gore with the debate. And so just a few weeks before that set of debates was to begin, Gore had to find a new person to play Bush. He ended up turning to Paul Begala, the famous strategist for Bill Clinton in his 1992 presidential run.
Now, at the time, the Gore people were pretty confident that their guy was going to win, right?
That's right. Downey said that they were confident, he was confident he was going to win. So at the moment, I don't think he considered the possibility that the election was going to be so close that it would go to Bush and that, you know, maybe his decision had helped swing it.
Well, you interviewed Downey. Any sense that he has thought through what he did and what the alternatives were, and that in 2020 hindsight he might have done anything differently?
Well, when I first got him on the phone, he said, I asked him, you know, if he still thinks he made the right decision. He said yes, and then he added, well, after 8 years of the Bush presidency, I sometimes question that myself. And then when I got into the interview with him, I asked him more seriously. He said, no, integrity was a big part of it. He knew that was the right thing to do. But it was also this worry that what would have happened if the Bush campaign realized the materials had been stolen? Maybe they noticed that Gore did, you know, answered a question a certain way in the debate, and then they made an allegation against the Gore campaign. And that revelation, the fact if it came out that they got this tape and they didn't turn it over or give it back, and maybe that revelation could have doomed the Gore campaign. So it was a little bit of damned if you do, damned if you don't. That was going through his mind at the time.
But Al Gore, according to his accounting, never was privy to the decision to notify the FBI. It just happened in a very short period of time.
That's right. So he only called a few people. He did talk to Gore's campaign manager, Bill Daley, who would go on to be President Obama's chief of staff for a period of time. And there was a back and forth. There was some, you know, I think Daley raised a little bit of a question as to whether, you know, they should think this through. But Downey was pretty committed to calling in the FBI and just sort of getting rid of the thing and turning it over to the authorities.
And in your article from your interview with the former congressman, you relate an interesting story from Prague.
Yes, so 2 years later, George W. Bush is obviously president. At the time, Bush had been quoted as saying, you know, I want to meet this guy so I can thank him because he did the right thing. And so 2 years later, they happened to both be in Prague at the same time. There was a NATO summit. There was a cocktail party. And Downey goes up to the president. He says, well, Mr. President, my name's Tom Downey. I've been waiting 2 years for that handshake you wanted to give me. And, you know, he said he thought Bush would have any idea of who he was. But he grabs his hand. He's talking to these people from the Czech Republic, from Hungary. Their English wasn't that great. And Bush tells him, he was me, trying to relate the fact that this guy was playing him in these practice debates. And of course, they didn't have a clue as to what he's talking about. So Downey said that he said, you know, Mr. President, I spent 70 hours trying to be you. And Bush responded, that must have been boring as hell. So it was pretty funny.
That does seem a characteristic Bush. And for our listeners, again, talking to Russell Berman of The Atlantic, who interviewed the former congressman, campaign advisor to Al Gore, who got this unsolicited package of George W. Bush campaign material, a would-be interview and briefing papers, and turned it almost immediately over to the FBI. So what does he think in 2020 hindsight, as we are now in the Trump era, where some people, anything goes?
You know, he doesn't have any regrets. I did ask him, you know, do you think that the Tom Downey of today in either party would be more or less likely to do what he did? And he said, I would like to think that in any era we have our heroes and our villains, and I would much prefer to be the example of to whatever future generation that it's not hard to do the right thing. And so he sticks by it, but certainly given what Trump has said about, you know, that he would take help from a foreign government again, you can't be confident that, frankly, either party would necessarily do what he did.
Well, you have to underscore or emphasize again, we're not talking about taking materials from a foreign power damaging to the other's candidacy. This was from someone working in the other's campaign.
That's right. It's not apples to apples, but it's sort of an ill-gotten gain, I guess, is the point here.
If I could get you just to talk in light of this interview and in recalling this incident, though, as you know, the Republican are pointing at the Clinton campaign and saying the Clintonites were more than happy to try to take advantage of Oppo Research, courtesy of a foreign power, to the extent that they could.
Right. That's what the Trump people counter with. It seems like it's a little bit different than the Russian government and its intelligence agencies really trying to get material into the hands of a presidential campaign with that purpose. And so talking about apples to apples comparisons, it was in the case of the Clinton campaign and the Steele dossier, not the same thing. It was not an example of a foreign government saying, we want you to win for our own geopolitical purposes, and we're going to help you do that. So I think they can make the claim, but it's really not the same.
And Russell Berman, their national political staff writer for The Atlantic, again recalling that story from not that ancient political history, really.